The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I'm just going to ask a few of you, I'm just going to mute a few of you just so that the quality of the recording's a little bit better. And today I wanted to talk about something that's definitely a heart practice, but it's a little bit different than loving kindness or compassion. And that is this idea of forgiveness. This idea of, I think there's this little saying that I've seen about this idea of letting go of the idea of having a better past. Okay, what's happened in the past happened. And there might be a way in which sometimes we hold on to things or rehash them or somehow get stuck on them in some kind of way. And forgiveness is a way to help us let go of these things that aren't any help, are not helpful. And of course, this doesn't mean that we condone or approve of some of this behavior. It's just more about making room in our own hearts. It's about letting go of these past sufferings and this burden of pain, or maybe even some form of ill will or hatred or something that comes along with it. And forgiveness is such a tender topic. It's really tender, perhaps more so than loving kindness or compassion practices. But similar to compassion, forgiveness doesn't ignore the suffer, the truth of our suffering. And maybe similar to compassion, it's not weak or subservient or subordinate in any of these ways. But instead, it's a way in which we can show up with dignity and courage and some integrity. So without pretending like things didn't happen or that they don't have the same effect on us that they actually are having, or without just thinking like, oh, over time things will get better. Instead of recognizing that the suffering and the difficulties that's there now that we're experiencing with those memories, that whether they're obvious and clear or maybe more subtle, that we haven't fully processed or metabolized or somehow come to a place to them where they are no longer causing us suffering in the present moment. So I'll admit that I talk about forgiveness with a deep respect, and a little bit of a hesitation in the sense of I certainly don't want to feel like we're going to whitewash all these terrible things that have happened. And also with a deep respect that just like we do with loving kindness practice, with compassion practice, all these other heart practices, we start where it's easy. We don't start with the most difficult, the most that we have the most charge around or the most suffering around. So just where it's easy. And even before we, even if it's not our intention, before we know it perhaps, we start where it's easy, it just becomes a little bit easier as we, it becomes a little bit easier to forgive some of the more painful things. And part of that is because as we just start to see the benefit, start to feel the unburdening that can happen when the heart and the mind is ready, that the unburdening that can happen with the forgiveness practice. So there's absolutely no obligation. No obligation. Right? This doesn't work with obligation. There's no sense that you should and you have to forgive. Here we're just creating the conditions in which the heart can unburden itself in a way in which it's ready to let go. So we're not going to force ourselves. We're not going to try to cajole ourselves and this is what we should be doing. We're just creating the conditions in which some letting go might happen in a way that makes more space for some love, makes more space for some warm-heartedness, makes more space for some spaciousness, actually, just to allow other things to arise. So it does, forgiveness is just this a release of the burden. And sometimes we're not ready to let go. Maybe there's all kinds of reasons why. And in some ways, maybe it's not even wise to let go. Maybe there's some ways in which we could learn something about ourselves, or there's something for us to still understand better. So maybe it's not even wise to like just forgive and let go and in some kind of way, but instead to keep on using this expression, but this is how I think about it, is to create the conditions in which the heart can unburden itself. And we'll start where it's easy. So ways that I like to practice this is with a mind and a heart that already feels a little bit soft and settled. So we'll do a little bit of mindfulness practice and then a little bit of loving kindness practice to, again, create the conditions in which the heart can unburden itself, in which some forgiveness can happen. And then I will offer some phrases. And I'll reiterate this as we go, but there's no obligation. But I don't want to offer something that allows our inner critics to come alive and, demand that some experience be had or something like that. So, okay, so that's kind of a lot of a long preface. So, maybe with that as an introduction. Taking three long deep breaths. And then allowing the breath to return to normal. And then just checking in with the body. Maybe in a really global sense. Is there a general sense of tiredness, or maybe some alertness, maybe some comfort sitting in this chair or couch or wherever we might be. And we'll do a little bit of a body scan. I like to start at the top. So tuning into feelings they experience on the face, in the face. The face is very sensitive. We express so much with our face, including holding tension. The eyes, the jaw. And the shoulders. And the shoulders be far away from the ears. It might be that with the exhale, allow the shoulder blades to slide down the back. The upper back, and the lower back. And the chest. It makes sense for you to just open the chest just a small, very, very small bit. Maybe moving the shoulders back. The belly. Allowing the belly to relax. And feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body on your seat. Feeling connected and grounded. Feeling into the upper legs. Lower legs. And the feet. Noticing, feeling that the feet are connected to. Feeling grounded, connected there also. The upper arms. Lower arms. And the hands. And then letting the attention rest on the sensations of breathing. The movement of the abdomen or chest. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. just noticing the sensations of breathing. Arriving, feeling settled. And then to begin with some loving kindness practice. Of course, we'll start where it's easy. So bring to mind a lovable being. That might be a person with whom you have an uncomplicated relationship. Perhaps it's a pet, or perhaps it's an imaginary kitten, puppies, babies, or maybe even a creature you saw in a cat video one time. Whatever it might be, whomever it might be, and feeling into the heart in whatever way you understand that. And to support this feeling of warmth and care, respect, goodwill, benevolence, you can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Allowing yourself to feel the warmth, the warm-heartedness, the goodness, the care that you have for this lovable being. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Is there a sensation in the body that somehow feels like it's care, warmth, love, kindness? Maybe there literally is a warm sensation in the chest, in the heart area. Maybe you're not even quite sure how to describe it. Some bodily sensation. Associated with sending goodwill to the lovable being. What would it be like if this lovable being turned and was sending the same goodwill to you? So now you are the recipient. Allow yourself to feel their care, their goodwill, their warmth. And then to begin the forgiveness practice, again, we'll start where it's easy. We won't start with the greatest difficulties or biggest difficulties. And again, there's no obligation. We're just creating the conditions. And we'll start with forgiving ourselves. Forgiving ourselves. So we can say this phrase. There are many ways through my pain, fear, confusion or anger. In which I have harmed, betrayed, or abandoned myself. Either knowingly or unknowingly. For the ways I've hurt myself, through action or in action. I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. There are many ways through my pain, fear, confusion, or anger in which I have harmed, betrayed, or abandoned myself, either knowingly or unknowingly. For the ways I have hurt myself through action or inaction, I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. There are many ways through my pain, fear, confusion, or anger in which I have harmed, betrayed, or abandoned myself, either knowingly or unknowingly. For the ways I've hurt myself through action or inaction, I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. Allowing ourselves to let go of past suffering and release the burden of the pain without ignoring the truth of our suffering or ignoring the past. We're shedding what's extra while honoring and respecting ourselves and what has happened. There are many ways through my pain, fear, confusion, or anger in which I have harmed, betrayed, or abandoned myself, either knowingly or unknowingly. The ways I have hurt myself through action or inaction, I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. Allow yourselves to feel the unburdening, the expression of forgiveness. Or if you're not quite there, allow yourself to feel the intention that maybe someday in the future, have the idea, to have the intention to forgive yourself. You can honor and respect whatever your experience is right now. There are many ways through my pain, fear, confusion, or anger in which I have harmed, betrayed, or abandoned myself, either knowingly or unknowingly. For the ways I have hurt myself through action or inaction, I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. In my own practice, I've discovered that this self-forgiveness, having a foundation there, makes a really big difference for other types of forgiveness. It's worthwhile practicing this. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground, feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Yeah, so we just stayed with the forgiveness for oneself there. After, allowing ourselves to be settled, sometimes it's, we could go through the other categories, asking forgiveness of others for those we have harmed, and then forgiving others, those who have harmed us. As I said at the end there, it's worthwhile spending some time with self-forgiveness and as best we can, like feeling what is the experience of forgiveness, this lessening, this unburdening, and become familiar with that. And in the contrast, we can notice that when our inner critic is really loud and is beating us up or in some kind of way, to recognize that, self-forgiveness is kind of like the opposite movement, and that can help really support us to be available not only for ourselves, but for others. So it can be helpful to talk about some of these ideas of forgiving oneself or combining forgiveness practice with loving kindness practice with others. So I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where you'll have an opportunity to share with others and talk a little bit about what that experience was like with doing that practice. And or some of your ideas that you might have about you can talk about your experience or maybe the idea of forgiveness practice too, whichever you feel comfortable with. Okay, so we'll meet for about 12 minutes. And it's nice if one person doesn't start and then say, everything that they absolutely know, and then then, you know, as the clock continues ticking down, but, and then there's a little bit less time for everybody else, it can be really helpful just to say maybe that one or two points, and then allow it to go to the next person, and then allow it to go to the next person, and then allow it to go to the next person. And then in that way, there can be, so you can learn from each other and you can build on of what you said earlier in a way that's helpful for everybody. So let's do this. We'll be in an uncreative way. We'll just go in alphabetical order by screen name. So if your first name starts with the letter A, you get to go first. Okay, have fun. So welcome back, welcome back. Would anybody like to share? What was that like to do this practice? And or what was it like in the small group to talk about it, share a little bit about it?
Hey, it's Michael. It was super sweet, helpful, and it just warmed my heart. And also, Dawn was really awesome last Thursday, so deep bows to her.
Okay, great. Thanks for saying that. Thank you, Michael. Anybody else have a comment they'd like to say?
Could I just jump in?
Sure.
Yeah, I found myself able to see myself towards the end and actually give myself forgiveness by seeing myself and kissing myself on the forehead, kind of like a little kid, you know? And that just really helped a lot, Diana. It was really sweet to be able to feel that connection. Mm. And actually kind of feel like I was making eye contact. So I really thank you for this.
Great, great. Thank you, Pamela. Trudy.
Yes, in the group we talked a bit about finding our own issues within the problem that needs to be addressed and finding, you know, I had a part in it. It might be small, it might be large, but I had a part in it. And how to locate that. And I realized that in time that my expectations and my beliefs about myself led to part of the problem.
Mm. Yeah, so self-forgiveness kind of coming into the role that we have. Yeah. Thank you, Trudy. Thank you. Abraham.
Hi. I think it was very apparent in our group what a tender and sensitive place this topic approaches and how incredibly important, I feel this exercise is very important because,
thank you. Yeah. I would use that word tender also. Right. Mm-hmm. It's really tender. And I would say one that we should treat with, you know, care and respect. And all of us will find our way with this, you know, in a way that makes sense, in a time frame that makes sense for our hearts and minds. And so just a real encouragement to treat ourselves with care and whatever happened, including like, I don't know, that seemed like a waste of time or, you know, or whatever our response is, you know, and to realize that whatever response we had today doesn't mean we're going to have the same response the next time too. So, okay, so it's the top of the hour. So just wanted to thank you all. It's such a delight to practice with you all. It's really a beautiful thing to have us all come together and practice in this way. So really deep bows to all of you. And if you'd like, we could unmute ourselves and say goodbye in an unruly way, which is
goodbye. Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Nice to have you back, Diana. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you.
I forgive myself for being unruly.
Thank you, Linda. That's very sweet.
I appreciate that, Diana. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome, Trevor. So Abraham's asking me if I have time to talk about audio. Yes. But should we talk, Abraham, on Zoom, or do you want to talk on Google Meet? You're muted.
It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. Can you send me a link for a Google Meet and let's meet that way?
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Trudy.
Bye. Bye.
I think she said bye, didn't she?
Yeah. I need his email address.
Mine?
Yes.
Oh, I'll send it to you.
Thank you.
Aren't you in fearlessness?
Yes.
It's in there, but I'll send it to you.